Hey everyone, this is Stelly FT.
And this is Heat and Chow.
And in today's episode of the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about laziness.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
That's right. We're going to talk about laziness. And one of the reasons we're going to talk about laziness is because right now, Stelly has injured his knee. I'm sure you won't mind me telling the audience that, the listeners. And we were just talking about it. And one comment I made was, oh, now you can get more work done. You're going to be more productive because you can't go anywhere. And your company's already a remote team for the most part. So, you know, and I think this relates a lot to laziness just because you're going to be less lazy because you have nowhere to go. Like, you're going to be bored and all you do is work, right?
That is true. But it's not just that. You said actually something very interesting, which was, well, you're going to get more work done because you have nowhere to go and you're pissed, right?
And, yeah, that part too.
Because I am generally pissed at this. Like, if I'm pissed and I don't have anywhere to channel this, it's going to be channeled into just getting more stuff done. Like, it's just the way I deal with frustration, or the way I deal with a lot of things in life is trying to be productive.
Yep.
since productivity gives me relief to any negativity in life. So this is a fun topic. We've never talked about it. This is one of these situations where when Heaton and I at the beginning of the show go, hey, is there something you want to talk about? Once in a while, we you know, bring up ideas and you can tell, like I say, do we want to talk about X, Y, and Z? And Heaton goes, nah, I don't know. And once in a while, it's just one word and the other person goes, ooh, yeah, this is interesting. And this was my reaction when Heaton said, let's talk about laziness because, A, we've never talked about it, but there's it's a big topic and it's an interesting one and we've not explored it. So before we started recording, I tried to find a quote. I couldn't. I'm still kind of searching as we speak about it, of a guy that was talking about, funny enough, a jiu-jitsu black belt, or kind of famous guy in that world, that was giving an interview and was talking about, at one point said that the funny thing is most people, if you ask them, will say and think that they work really hard, but they really don't. And I think that relates to laziness as well. Now, let's talk about laziness, right? What is it? Maybe first in the definition, what does laziness even mean? Is it a good or a bad thing? And how does that relate to entrepreneurship, startups, and life?
Yeah, I mean, I think laziness is, you know, one definition I'll throw in because I know we're just riffing on this and this is one of those topics. But like, it's we should probably talk about the causes of it as I think about this. But like, it's this idea that you could be doing something and you're not about anything. So you're being lazy. So you could be doing something. There's something you could be doing right now that you probably should be doing, but yet you're not doing it.
Yes, just like you are stealing my tactics and you're searching for the episode numbers when we talk about certain episodes people should listen to, I'm stealing your tactic and I just look for a definition.
Awesome.
And the official definition for laziness is the quality of being unwilling to do work or use energy. You're unwilling to do work or use energy. So unwilling means you're capable, but you don't want to, right? So laziness is different from, like, when I don't do something, although I'm capable of it, then I'm lazy. If I don't do something because I'm afraid of it or because there's many reasons why people don't snap into actions, right? There's habits, there's fears, there's distractions, there's many kind of core issues why people don't take action. But when they're unwilling to use energy or unwilling to do the work because it takes effort, that is what we then translate into them being lazy. Now, the funny thing is laziness, I think universally is negatively. It's like a bad trait in humans. It's a bad habit. It's a bad human quality to be lazy. The one exception to this, you know, and it's in a playful way, but the one exception that I have found is in the engineering world, right? Developers, a lot of times, they don't necessarily think of lazy as a bad thing, or many of them will think of lazy as, they'll often respond to, why did you do it this way or that way, saying, I'm lazy, I'm trying to find the simplest or easiest way to get to a certain result, or I'm too lazy to do this repetitive, stupid task again and again. So I just spend a little bit of time to automate it because I'm lazy. I don't want to do
that's
hard work.
Yeah, I don't think that's lazy. I think that's smart.
Smart, yeah.
Right? Right. Like, so I know why people say it's lazy because they feel like they're being lazy by not doing work. But I think if you're automating work, making it easier to repeat, that has nothing to do with lazy. Maybe the idea of laziness got you to the point where you wanted to make it repetitive or something. But like, this is like pure laziness. Like, oh, you're just being lazy because you're not doing the thing you should be doing. And a lot of times there's like a lot of psychology behind why you're not doing it, right? Like there's just some blocker. And so, you know, I could make a bold statement and say at the end of the day, it's likely that laziness isn't really real. It's just a lack of motivation to do something. And we call it laziness, but there's so much more behind it usually.
So let's explore this because I was just about to ask you, what is the core source of it, right? Why are we lazy when we are? Why are some people lazy? And
it's very personal. It's very personal. It's like I can say, hey, Stella, you're lazy because you don't think about marketing, right? I'm just making it up. And it's because, you know, you're not doing paid acquisition at your company, Stella. That's lazy, right? You should be using every channel that you can use. But that's my definition of lazy, not yours, right? Like, you're like, dude, I don't need those channels. Like, I'm not being lazy. What do you mean? You know, I'm doing all these things in marketing. And so I feel like we use the word, maybe it's just my criticism of the use of the word, and it might be like just, you know, semantics, but like, it's like we call things lazy and we probably mean something totally different, right? Like that being said, like, here's a question for you. If someone's sitting on the couch watching TV in the middle of the day for whatever reason, because they work from home, are they being lazy?
It depends.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
It depends. It depends on what they did before and what they'll do after. It depends on how long they're doing this for.
So let's get tactical, right? Like, to me, what I see as lazy, you know, and this is for myself, but I'm going to talk about it as if it's other people, because I think it'll shed some light on kind of, I think, what I'm trying to explain. But it's basically like what I think of lazy is that, like, there's these obvious things that someone could be doing in their business or even in their life that they're just not doing. Right. And the laziness would be my description of like where I would start defining people or things as lazy. It's like, you know, another one is something I call shoveling shit. So, and this one's probably way more enlightening, but it's like there's folks I know that run companies or, you know, small businesses and make money, and they're the founders, CEOs, or a manager. And what they do, what I call shoveling shit, which I consider lazy, which is basically they'll get an email from somebody and they'll just forward it over to somebody else, or they'll copy and paste what's in that email without reading it and just send it to somebody and leave it up to that person they're trying to send it to interpret what someone else said. So they're just shoveling shit. I wholeheartedly